He alone has the knowledge of the hour of doom. No fruit comes out of its sheath, nor does a female conceive, nor she gives birth, but with his knowledge. On the day of judgment, when Allah will ask the unbelievers, "Where are those partners that you associated with me?" they will answer, "We confess that none of us can vouch for them." Those deities whom they used to invoke will vanish from them, and they shall realize that there is no escape. Man is never tired of praying for good, but when any evil befalls him, he loses hope and is in despair. And if after affliction we vouchsafe him a favor from ourselves, he is sure to say, "I deserve this. I do not think that the hour will ever come, and even if I am brought back to my Rabb, I would still get good treatment from him." The fact, however, is that we shall tell the disbelievers the truth of all that they had done, and we shall make them taste a severe punishment. When we bestow favors on man, he turns away and drifts off to another side, and when an evil befalls him, he comes with lengthy supplications. O Prophet, ask them, "Have you ever considered, if this Quran is really from Allah and you deny it, who can be more astray than you who have gone too far in denying him?" Soon we shall show them our signs in the universe and in their own souls, until it becomes clear to them that this Quran is indeed the truth. Is it not enough that your Rabb is a witness over everything? Still, they are in doubt about meeting their Rabb, yet it is he who encompasses everything. Surat Ashura. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Tameem, Ain Sin Kaf. Thus Allah Almighty, the All-Wise, sends his revelation to you, O Muhammad, as he sent to other Rasuls before you. To him belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. He is the Supreme, the Great. The heavens might have almost broken apart from above those who are elevating Allah's creatures to his rank, if the angels would have not been glorifying their Rabb with his praise and begging forgiveness for those on earth. Behold, surely it is Allah who is oft forgiving, most merciful. Those who take others as their guardians besides him, Allah himself is watching them, and O Prophet, you are not the disposer of their affairs. Thus have we revealed to you this Quran in Arabic, so that you may warn the residents of the mother city and its suburbs, and forewarn them of the day of assembly about which there is no doubt, when some will go to paradise and others to the blazing fire. If Allah wanted, he could have made all of them a single nation, but he admits to his mercy whom he pleases. As for the wrongdoers, they will have no protector nor helper. Have they set up other guardians beside him, while Allah alone is the guardian? It is he who gives life to the dead, and it is he who has power over all things. O Prophet, tell them, whatever the subject of your dispute is, its judgment belongs to Allah. Such is Allah, my Rabb. In him I have put my trust, and to him I turn in repentance. The creator of the heavens and the earth, he has made for you mates from among yourselves, and also mates among the cattle from their own kind. By this means does he multiply you. There is no one like him. He alone hears all and sees all. To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He gives abundantly to whom he pleases, and sparingly to whom he wills. He is the knower of everything. He has ordained for you the same deen which he enjoined on Nuh, and which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, and which we enjoined on Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa. Establish the deen of al-Islam, and make no division in it. Intolerable for the mushrikeen is that to which you, O Muhammad, call them. Allah chooses for his service whom he wills, and guides to his way only those who turn to him in repentance. The people did not become divided into sects until after knowledge had come to them, out of envy among themselves. Had your Rabb not issued the word to defer their punishment till an appointed time, the matter would have already been settled between them. The fact is that those who were made to inherit the book after them are surely in disquieting doubt concerning it. Therefore, call them to the true Deen. Stay firm on the right way as you are commanded, and do not follow their vain desires. Tell them, I believe in whatever Allah has revealed from the book, and I am commanded to do justice between you. Allah is our Rabb and your Rabb. We are responsible for our deeds and you for yours. Let there be no dispute among us. Allah will bring us all together on the day of judgment and decide as to who is right and who is wrong, and to Him is the final return. Those who dispute concerning Allah after pledging obedience to Him, their dispute is futile in the sight of their Rabb. On them is His wrath, and for them there will be a terrible punishment. It is Allah who has revealed this book with the truth and the balance. What will make you realize that perhaps the hour of doom may be fast approaching? Only those who deny it seek to hasten it on, but the believers dread its coming and know that its coming is the truth. Behold, those who dispute concerning the hour of doom are far astray. Allah is very kind to His servants. He gives sustenance to whom He pleases. He is the powerful, the Almighty. He who desires the harvest of the hereafter shall be given manyfold increase in his harvest, and he who desires the harvest of this world, a share of it shall be given to him, but in the hereafter he shall have no share at all. Have they made sharaka who, in the practice of their faith, have made lawful to them what Allah has not allowed? Had a decision of making the decision on the day of judgment not been issued already, the matter would have certainly been decided between them. Surely the wrongdoers will have a painful punishment. You will see that the wrongdoers will be fearing the bad consequences of their deeds, which will surely befall them, while those who believe and do good deeds shall dwell in the luxurious gardens of paradise and shall receive from their Rabb all that they wish for. That will surely be the magnificent blessing. Such a blessing is the good news which Allah gives to His servants who believe and do good deeds. O Prophet, say to them, I do not ask you any recompense except your love for being my close relatives. He that does a good deed shall be repaid many times over. Surely Allah is oft-forgiving, most appreciative. Do they say, He has forged a falsehood against Allah? But if Allah so willed, He could have sealed your heart. In fact, Allah blots out falsehood and vindicates the truth by His words. Surely He knows everything that is hidden in your breast. It is He who accepts repentance from His servants and pardons their sins, and He knows whatever you do. He answers the prayers of those who believe and do good deeds, and gives them even more out of His bounty. As for the unbelievers, they shall have severe punishment. Had Allah bestowed abundance upon His servants, they would have transgressed beyond bounds in the earth. That is why He sends down in due measure as He pleases. He is well aware and observant of His servants. It is He who sends down rain even after they have lost all hope and spreads His mercy. He alone is the praiseworthy guardian. Among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the living creatures that He has spread in both of them, and He is capable of gathering them all together whenever He wants. Whatever affliction befalls you is the result of what your own hands have done, even though for many of your misdeeds He grants forgiveness. You cannot frustrate anything in the earth, and there is no protector or helper for you besides Allah. Among His signs are the ships, which look like mountains upon the ocean. If He wants, He can cause the wind to become still and leave them motionless on their backs. Surely in this example there are signs for every person who patiently endures and is grateful. Or He may cause them to drown in consequence of even a few of their misdeeds, though He forgives many of their misdeeds. Those who dispute over our revelations should know that there is no escape for them. Whatever you are given is nothing but a provision for the transitory life of this world. Better and everlasting is the reward which Allah has for those who believe, put their trust in their Rabb, avoid major sins and shameful deeds, forgive even when they are angry, answer the call of their Rabb, establish Salah, conduct their affairs with mutual consultation, spend out of the sustenance which we have given them, and when they are oppressed, help and defend themselves. The recompense for an injury is an injury proportionate to it. But if a person forgives and makes reconciliation, he shall be rewarded by Allah. He does not like the wrongdoers. Those who avenge themselves when wronged cannot be blamed. The blameworthy are those who oppress their fellow men and conduct themselves with wickedness and injustice in the land. It is they who will have painful punishment. Those who endure with fortitude and forgive others surely exhibit great courage in conducting their affairs. He whom Allah lets go astray has no protector after him. When they will face the punishment, you will see the wrongdoers exclaim, "Is there any way back to the world?" You will see them brought before, awed and humiliated, looking at it with stealthy glances. The true believers will say, "The real losers indeed are those who have lost themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Beware, surely the wrongdoers shall suffer everlasting punishment." They shall have no protectors who could help them besides Allah. The one whom Allah lets go astray has no way of escape. Answer the call of your Rabb before that day arrives which cannot be averted against the will of Allah. There shall be no refuge for you on that day, nor shall you be able to deny your sins. Now, if they give no heed, they should know that we have not sent you, O Muhammad, to be their keeper. Your only duty is to convey my message. Man is such that when we give him a taste of our mercy, he is very happy about it. But when through his own fault and evil afflicts him, he becomes utterly ungrateful. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates whatever He pleases. He gives daughters to whom He pleases and gives sons to whom He pleases. To some, He gives both sons and daughters and makes barren whom He will. Surely, He is all knowledgeable, all powerful. It is not vouchsafed to any human being that Allah should speak to him face to face. He speaks either through inspiration or from behind a veil, or through sending a messenger authorized by him to reveal his will. Surely he is most high, most wise. Thus have we revealed to you, O Muhammad, a spirit by our command, while you did not know what is the book and what is the iman, but we have made it a light whereby we guide those of our servants whom we please, and surely you are guiding mankind to the right way. The way of Allah, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Beware, all affairs will eventually return to Allah for decision. Surat Az-Zukhruf. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Ha-Mim. By the Glorious Book, we have revealed this Quran in the Arabic language so that you may understand its meanings. Surely it is a transcript of the Mother Book in our keeping, which is sublime and full of wisdom. Should we take this reminder away from you and ignore you because you are a nation who has transgressed all limits? And how many prophets have we sent among the ancient peoples? Never did it happen that a prophet came to his people and they did not mock him. So we destroyed them, though they were stronger in power than these, and provided an example in the case of prior people. If you ask them, "Who has created the heavens and the earth?" they will surely say, "They have been created by the Almighty, the All-Knowledgeable, the one who has made the earth a resting place for you and traced out roots upon it so that you may find your ways, the one who sends down rain from the sky in due measure and thereby resurrects a dead land. That's how you shall be brought forth. the one who has created all living things in pairs and made for you the ships and cattle on which you ride, so that you may firmly sit on their backs. Then, as you mount, recall the goodness of your Rabb and say, Glory be to him who has subjected these to our use. Otherwise, we could not have brought them under our control. And to our Rabb we shall all return. Yet, in spite of recognizing all this, they have made some of his servants to be a part of him. Surely mankind is clearly ungrateful. Would Allah choose daughters for himself out of what he himself creates and give you sons? Yet, when a newborn girl, the gender that they ascribe to the compassionate, is announced to one of them, his face darkens and he is filled with grief. Do they ascribe to Allah the female gender who is brought up among trinkets and is unable to make herself clear in disputation? They regard the angels, who are themselves servants of the compassionate, as female divinities. Did they witness their creation? They should know that their testimony shall be noted down and they shall be called to account for it. They say, Had it been the will of the compassionate, we should never have worshipped them. They have no knowledge about that. They are merely guessing. Or have we given them a book before this to which they hold authority for their angel worshipping? The only argument they have is to say, We found our forefathers practicing this faith, and we are walking in their footsteps. Even so, whenever we sent a warner before you to forewarn a nation, its affluent people said, We found our forefathers practicing this faith, and surely we are going to follow their footsteps. Each warner asked, What if I bring you better guidance than that which your forefathers practiced? But they replied, Well, we reject the faith with which you have been sent. Consequently, we inflicted our retribution on them. Then see what was the end of those who disbelieved. Behold, Ibrahim said to his father and to his people, I renounce the gods you worship, except him who created me, for he will surely guide me. And he left this statement as an abiding precept among his descendants, so that they may turn to it. But they started worshiping others, and rather than punishing, I kept on providing them and their forefathers the comfort of this life, until there came to them the truth and a Rasul to expound it clearly. But now when the truth has come to them, they say, This is magic, and we do not believe it. They also say, Why is this Quran not revealed to a man of great importance in the two towns? Is it they who distribute the blessings of your Rabb? It is we who distribute the means of their livelihood in the life of this world, raising some in rank above others, so that one may take others into his service. But the blessing of your Rabb is far greater in value than the wealth of this world which they amass. And were it not that all mankind might become one nation of unbelievers, we would have given those who disbelieve in the compassionate such houses whose roofs, stairways by which they go to upper chambers, all made with silver, and also the doors of their houses and couches on which they recline, along with ornaments of gold. For all these are nothing but merely comforts of this worldly life. It is the life of the hereafter which your Rabb has reserved for the righteous. He who turns away from the remembrance of the compassionate, we assign a shaitan for him who becomes his intimate companion, and turns such people away from the right path while they think that they are guided aright. Ultimately, when that person will come to us on the day of judgment, he will say to his shaitan companion, I wish that I was far apart from you, as the east is from the west. You turned out to be an evil companion. Then it will be said to them, Well, you have already done wrong. Realizing this fact today will avail you nothing, as you both are partners in the same punishment. O Prophet, can you make the deaf hear, or give direction to the blind, or those who choose to remain in manifest error? We shall surely inflict retribution on them, whether we take you away from this world or let you see their end, which we have promised them. Surely we have full power over them. Therefore, Hold fast to this Quran which is revealed to you. Surely you are on the right way. In fact, this Quran is a reminder for you and your people, and you shall soon be questioned about it. Ask those of our Rasuls who went before you if we ever appointed other gods to be worshipped besides the compassionate Allah. We sent Musa with our signs to Pharaoh and his chiefs. He said to them, I am a Rasul of the Rabb of the worlds. When he showed them our signs, they laughed at those signs. Yet we showed them sign after sign, each greater than the one preceding it, and we afflicted them with the scourge, so that they might return to the right way. One day Pharaoh made a proclamation among his people. O my people, is not the kingdom of Egypt mine? Are not these rivers flowing beneath mine? Can you not see? Am I not better than this despicable wretch who can hardly express himself clearly? If he is really a Rasul, then why have no gold bracelets been given to him, or angels sent down to accompany him? Thus did he incite his people, and they obeyed him. Surely they were a nation of transgressors. At last, when they provoked us, we inflicted retribution on them and drowned them all, and made them a lesson and an example for the later generations. When Miriam's son Isa is quoted as an example, your people raise a clamor at it and say, are our gods better or is he? They cite this to merely provoke you. They are but a quarrelsome people. He was no more than a mortal whom we favored and made an example to the children of Israel. Had it been our will, we could create angels from you to succeed you in the earth. He is in fact a sign for the coming of the hour of doom. Therefore, have no doubt about its coming. Follow me. This is the right way. Let not Shaitan mislead you, for he is your open enemy. When Isa came with clear signs, he stated, I have brought you wisdom and to clarify some of those things about which you have disputes. So fear Allah and obey me. Surely it is Allah who is my Rabb and your Rabb, so worship him. This is the right way. In spite of these teachings, the factions disagreed among themselves, so woe to the wrongdoers from the punishment of a painful day. Are they waiting for the hour of doom, that it should come on them all of a sudden, without warning? On that day, even friends will become enemies to one another, with the exception of the righteous people. O my devotees, today you have nothing to fear or to regret. It will be said to those who believed in our revelations and became Muslims, enter paradise, you and your spouses, you will be made happy. There they shall be served with golden dishes and golden goblets, and they shall have everything that their souls can desire and all that their eyes can delight in. And it will be said to them, now you shall abide therein forever. You have inherited this paradise by virtue of your good deeds. Therein you shall have plenty of fruit to eat, but the criminals will abide in the punishment of hell. Their punishment will never be lightened, and they shall remain despair therein. We did not wrong them, but it is they who wrong themselves. They will cry, O Malik, let your Rabb put an end to us. But he will answer, nay, you are going to live forever. We have brought you to the truth, but most of you hate the truth. If they have devised a plan to ruin you, then surely we too shall devise a plan to ruin them. Do they think that we cannot hear their secret talks and their private conversation? Of course we do, and our messengers who are assigned to them record it all. O Prophet, tell the Christians, if the Compassionate had a son, I would be the first to worship him. Glory be to the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of the throne. He is above what they ascribe to him. So let them blunder and play until they face their day, which has been promised to them. It is he who is God in the heavens and God on earth. He is the all-wise, the all-knowledgeable. Blessed is he to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them. He alone has the knowledge of the hour of doom, and to him you shall all be brought back. And those to whom they invoke besides him have no power to intercede for them except those who testify to the truth by virtue of knowledge. If you ask them who created them, they will certainly say Allah. How then are they deluded away from the truth? Allah has heard the prophet's cry, O Rabb, surely these are people who would not believe. Therefore, O prophet, bear with them and wish them peace. They shall soon come to know the truth. Surat Ad-Dukhan. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Hameen. We swear by the glorious book that we revealed this Quran in a blessed night, for we wanted to forewarn mankind. In that night, every matter is decided wisely by a command from ourself. Surely we send it down as a blessing from your Rabb. It is he who is all-hearing, all-knowing, the Rabb of the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them. Mark this if you are true believers. There is no God but him. He gives life and death. He is your Rabb and the Rabb of your forefathers. Yet they play about in doubt. Well, wait for the day when the sky will pour down visible smoke, enveloping all mankind. This will be a painful punishment. Then the mankind will say, Our Rabb, remove from us this punishment. Surely we have become real believers. But how can the acceptance of our message at that time be beneficial to them? A Rasul who makes the things clear has already come to them, yet they deny him, saying, He is a madman taught by others. We shall remove the affliction for a while, but you will revert to the same old ways. One day we shall seize you with a mighty onslaught to exact our retribution. Before them we had put the people of Iran to the same test, when an honorable Rasul came to them saying, Hand over to me the servant of Allah. I am to you a Rasul, worthy of all trust. Do not hold yourselves above Allah. Surely I have brought you a clear authority. I have taken refuge with my Rabb and your Rabb against your injuring me. If you do not believe me, then leave me alone. But they became aggressive, so Musa prayed to his Rabb. These are indeed a criminal people. The reply came, Set forth with my servants at night. Surely you shall be pursued. When you have crossed the Red Sea along with your people miraculously, then leave the sea divided, for they are a host who are destined to be drowned. How many gardens and springs they left behind, and agriculture and grand palaces, and means of luxury and comfort which they used to enjoy. Thus was their end, and we let other people inherit what was once theirs. Neither heaven nor earth sheds tears for them, nor were they given a respite. We delivered the children of Israel from a humiliating chastisement inflicted by Pharaoh, who was the most arrogant among such inordinate transgressors, and we chose them in spite of knowing their weaknesses above the nations of the world. We showed them signs in which there was a clear trial. As to these who say, There is nothing beyond our first death, and we shall not be raised again. Bring back our forefathers if you are truthful. Are these people better than the people of Tuba and those who were before them? We destroyed them all only because they had become criminals. It was not for a sport that we created the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them. We have created them to reveal the truth, but most of them do not understand. Surely the day of sorting out is the time appointed for the resurrection of them all. On that day, no one shall be able to protect his friend, nor shall they receive any help, except those to whom Allah will show his mercy, for it is he who is the Almighty, the All-Merciful. Surely the zakum tree shall be the food of the sinners. It will be like the dregs of oil, which will boil in their belly. like the boiling of scalding water. A voice will be heard, seize him and drag him into the depth of hell. Then pour scalding water over his head. Then the voice will say, taste it, you are such a powerful noble. This is the punishment which you used to doubt. As for the righteous, they will be in a secure place, among gardens and springs, dressed in fine silk and rich brocade, sitting face to face. Such shall be their place, and we shall wed them to the Horen Ain. There, in full peace, they shall call for every kind of fruit. And after having death in the world, they shall taste death no more, and he will protect them from the torment of hell, as a grace from your Rabb, and that will be the supreme achievement. Surely we have made this Quran easy by revealing in your own language so that they may take heed. If they do not accept the admonition, then wait. Surely they too are waiting. Surat Al-Jathiyah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hameem. This book is revealed from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Surely in the heavens and the earth there are signs for the true believers, and in your own creation and that of animals which are scattered through the earth, there are signs for those who are firm in faith. And in the alternation of night and day, in the sustenance that Allah sends down from heaven, with which he revives the earth after its death, and in the changing of the winds, there are signs for those who use their common sense. These are the revelations of Allah, which we are reciting to you in all truth. Then in what report will they believe, if not that of Allah and his revelations? Woe to each lying sinner before whom the revelations of Allah are recited. He hears them, yet he arrogantly persists as though he never heard them. Announce to him a painful punishment. And when something of our revelations come to his knowledge, he takes them as a joke. For all such people, there will be a humiliating punishment. Beyond them, there lies hell, and nothing of what they have earned in this world will be of any benefit to them, nor those whom they have taken as their protectors besides Allah, and they shall have grievous punishment. This Quran is the true guidance. As for those who deny the revelations of their Rabb, there will be a terribly painful punishment. It is Allah who has subjected the sea to you, so that ships may sail upon it by his command, and that you may seek his bounty and be grateful to him. He also subjected to you whatever is between the heavens and the earth, all from himself. Surely there are signs in this for those who think. O Prophet, tell the believers to bear with those who do not fear the coming of the bad days from Allah, so that he may himself recompense those people according to what they have earned. He that does a righteous deed does it for his own good, and he that commits an evil does so at his own peril. In the end, you will all be brought back to your Rabb. We gave the book to the children of Israel, and bestowed on them rulership and prophethood. We provided them with good things of life, exalted them above the nations, and gave them clear instructions relating to the matters of religion through revealing to them the Torah. Then they differed among themselves, not because of ignorance, but after the knowledge had come to them, out of envy among themselves. Surely your Rabb will judge between them on the day of resurrection, concerning the matters in which they have set up differences. O Prophet, we have put you on the right way concerning the religion, so follow it and do not yield to the desires of ignorant people. For they can in no way protect you against Allah. In fact, the wrongdoers are protectors of one another, while the protector of the righteous is Allah himself. These are the eye-openers for mankind, a guidance and a blessing for the true believers. Do the evildoers think that we shall hold them equal with those who believe and do good deeds, and that their lives and deaths shall be alike? Worst is the judgment that they make. Allah has created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth, and to reward each soul according to its deeds, and none of them shall be wronged. Have you considered the case of such an individual who has made his own desires as his God, and Allah, having knowledge, let him go astray and sealed his hearing and heart and drew a veil over his sight? Who is there to guide him after Allah has withdrawn his guidance? Will you not learn a lesson? The disbelievers say, there is nothing but our life of this world. We live and die. Nothing but time destroys us. In fact, they have no knowledge concerning this. They are merely guessing. When our clear revelations are recited to them, they have no other argument but to say, bring our forefathers back if what you say is true. O Prophet, tell them, it is Allah who gives you life and later causes you to die. Then it is He who will gather you all on the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt, yet most people do not understand. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. On that day when the hour of judgment will be established, those who have denied His revelations shall be doomed to loss. You shall see every nation on its knees. Every nation shall be summoned to its book of record, and Allah will say, today you shall be rewarded for your deeds. This book of ours speaks about you with the truth. Surely we have recorded all your deeds. As for those who believed and did righteous deeds, their Rabb will admit them into His mercy. That will be a glorious achievement. But as to those who disbelieved, Allah will say, were my revelations not recited to you? But you showed arrogance and became a people of criminals. When it was said, the promise of Allah is true, and the hour of judgment is sure to come, you used to say, we don't know what the hour of judgment is. We think it is just a conjecture. We are not convinced. Then the evil of their deeds will become manifest to them, and they will be completely encircled by that which they used to mock at. It will be said, today we will forget you as you forgot the meeting of this day of yours. Hellfire will be your home, and none will be there to help you. This is because you used to take Allah's revelations as a joke, and you let the worldly life deceive you. Therefore, on this day, neither shall they be taken out of hell, nor shall they be given a chance for amending their ways to please their Rabb. So praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the heavens, the Rabb of the earth, and the Rabb of the worlds. To Him belongs greatness throughout the heavens and the earth, and He alone is all. So praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the heavens, the Rabb of the earth, and the Rabb of the worlds. To Him belongs greatness throughout the heavens and the earth, and He alone is almighty, all wise.